the soundtrack of the 60s, really, isn't it? That's the Walker Brothers, one of their number ones, called Make It Easy on Yourself. It's a great pleasure to welcome to the programme one of the three Walker Brothers. It is the big, tall one. That's good-looking, of course. It is John. Good evening to you, John.
How you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to talk to you again.
Great.
Now, why on earth would somebody from California, you know, swap all that for, you know, winter in Britain? That's crazy, man.
Well, what can I say? I don't know.
Because you're touring, aren't you, basically?
Yes, I am. Britain's my home away from home, so, you know, every chance I get, I have to be here.
You should have known better, though, because when you first came over, it was pretty chilly, wasn't it, back in the 60s?
Oh, yeah.
Bit of a culture shock then, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was a lot different for me. I mean, I was very Californian, very, you know, very much the surf guy. You know, I lived near the beach. And of course, when we came to England, it was like, wait a minute. This is definitely different.
Now, of course, you knew Scott before you joined a band with him, because you went in an audition with him. You thought he was a bit arrogant, didn't you?
Well, yeah, he was, you know, it was kind of odd. At that time, I think we were both about, I don't know, 14 or something.
Mm.
And I was at that point, 13 or 14, I was at, there was an audition for a television play.
Uh-huh.
And he went with his friend, and you know, to accompany his friend who was trying out for the part, and actually Scott got his, the other part. And we were sitting in a dressing room. You know, I had my guitar with me. I was playing something, and he sort of came in, and did this sort of Scott thing, and it made me laugh a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, funny enough, years later, it was probably, let me see, I think I had to be about, I guess I was 20 at the time.
Yeah.
And I was playing. I had a band. I was working with my sister and a couple other guys, and we were playing in this club in Hollywood. And Scott was in a surf band called the Routers.
Yeah, that had a hit over here with Let's Go.
Yeah, and it was the same thing over there. And I was in the club we were playing. We were like the house band, and the Routers came in as a guest for the evening and played, you know, one set or whatever the case was. Anyway, Scott called me the next day and said, I think he said, do you need a bass player? Because, man, you guys aren't really all that great, and I would really like to have a different job. I said, yeah, you know, why not? Because it was like, it was kind of interesting. So anyway, he joined the band and worked with my sister and myself for, you know, about 6 or 7 months. Then we kind of split up again. And then he and I got together, a friend of ours, a mutual friend. I was playing at another club in West Los Angeles. And this guy called me up, and his name is Donnie Brooks. And he said, listen, can you come and back me for just one night? I'm going to play this club. And, you know, with a view for them hiring me to do, you know, some dates for them. And I said, sure, I'll play. And I said, who else is playing? He said, well, I got Scott Engel's going to play bass. I said, oh, great. You know, he's a good bass player. And I said, okay, great. And the funny part about it was, so we backed this guy, and the club owner hired us.
Oh, right.
So, you know.
Was that the same club that the Beach Boys used to be at as well?
They played it, funny enough. No, this is a different place.
All right, I'm with you. And Gary Leeds, he came along, because he played with the Standells, didn't he?
Yeah, Gary was in the Standells, so the saga continues. Scott and myself and Al Schneider, we all got together and got a job playing in Gazzari's.
Mm.
That's when, and Gary was working with the Standells, which is another Hollywood band.
Sure.
So one day, you know, we hadn't seen Gary for years, now we knew what happened to him. And, like, he came in the club one night, and he said, I just come back from Portland. I've been working with P.J. Proby. And he suggested that we went over there and checked out England.
Right.
And Scott and I already had a plan. We wanted to come over anyway, you know, just because England was happening, and, you know, London was, like, the coolest city in the world. So, of course, we had to go.
Well, it was cool in more ways than one. It was chilly.
Oh, yeah, it was cold, too. Anyway, but the thing was... it was going to be, you know, it was kind of all very exciting. Gary said, you know, we ought to have a go, you know. And we played, you know, like some pretty hard rock stuff. We certainly didn't do, you know, we weren't a ballad band.
I know.
Like,
well, your first single was quite a rocker, Pretty Girls Everywhere, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, it was an R&B thing, and we were kind of like an R&B group.
Who turned you on to the ballads then?
Well, the same fellow that, you know, produced the Pretty Girls record had this idea, and he wanted us to do this song, Love Her, And the funny part about it was the A side of that was going to be a song called Theme from the Seventh Dawn, which was another very big ballad. And then we did Love Her, and we sort of like part of the way through the session, this guy pops up and he goes, wait a minute, I got an idea. I want Scott to sing the part and just with the bass and like, you know, nothing else. And then he sort of laid out the thing, and it actually became the format for the Walker Brothers.
Well, it's a very successful change, and it was well done as well. But, I mean, you were well known for your ballads, but on your albums you do a lot of rockers as well, as we know. And if we move, you toured off a lot, you didn't always play the guitars, did you? By then you got a backing band, so you could concentrate on the girls, I guess.
Well, the thing was, is when we first started to play live, we were still playing, but it didn't work out very well because the fans had stormed the stage, and, you know, the plugs out of the instruments, and, you know, and basically you couldn't play.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, we stopped doing that. And, of course, the other problem was that we had such big orchestration, we had to have a lot of people, you know. So we eventually got a hold of a pretty decent-sized band, which we used to augment with, you know, with more brass, and or, you know, we actually even took some violins on the road with us once.
I remember it well. Now, we got a fan of yours, Margaret, in Portsmouth, actually, and she's just like a quick word, if that's okay.
Okay.
Hey, Margaret, we got John on the other line. Hello there. No, hang on. It's my fault. It's the phone system here. All right, there we go.
Oh, okay.
There she is, Margaret.
Hello, is that John there?
That would be John here.
Oh, hello. You and Scott and Gary have been the loves of my life since I was there. I must be about your age.
Well, that's a wonderful thing to hear.
Very young, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And you and the boys have been absolutely my love for all my life. I've got all your records and...
What's your favourite record of theirs?
Everything. Love Minus... Zero. Zero, yeah. Absolutely beautiful. I love that.
Margaret...
But I love all of them. But that, Love Minus Zero, is actually my absolute all-time favourite.
Lovely talking to you, Margaret.
And, oh, it's lovely to speak to you, John.
Okay, Dawn, you take care of yourself.
I'm going to tell all my friends now. John Walker.
Well, that's made her nice. You see, you still got it for the women, John.
Oh, boy, I'm telling you.
Now, your final tour, you actually, it was quite a lineup, wasn't it? It was Jimi Hendrix and Engelbert Humperdinck, I remember.
Oh, yeah.
And
that was terrific. That was great fun, that was.
Yeah. And then you sort of went quiet for a while. Did you go back to California then?
Well, not until probably the end of 1968 I went back to California for a while.
Sure. And then we got the revamp, the resurgence, when you came across, did the Tom Rush record, very nice, No Regrets. And that lasted a bit of a while too, didn't it?
Yeah, that was about 3 years worth, I think. And then we drifted again. We used to... I don't know, we kind of don't split up, we kind of drift.
Sure. And you're back recording now, so in a studio in California, I guess.
Yeah, mine. It's actually mine. During the interim period between the sort of end of No Regrets and not very long ago, I spent a lot of time. You know, I built my own studio and actually, what I did was I bought a house and converted the garage into a studio.
All right.
And I learned how to to be an engineer, basically.
Well, it's cheaper than hiring out a studio, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But the only thing is, there's a lot of trial and error, and boy, can you waste money.
Much as you can. Now, you're on tour with The Searchers, Wayne Fontana and the Mersey Beats. Quite a long tour it is as well, by the look of it. It's throughout February, March, I see, and it's into April as well. So you're not going to California for a long time. It'll be summer by the time you get there.
Well, I know. Then I don't want to leave, you see. I can't leave in the summertime. I have to stay here. So... Well, you know.
Well, good luck with it, John. It's lovely you're still going, and you see you've still got the sex appeal for the women there. So that's got to be a good thing, isn't it? I'm going to play your new single, which you've taken from the album, and the single's going to be out soon. So good luck with the tour.
Okay.
And next time I talk to you, you'll have another chart success on your hand, I'm sure.
Oh, Thank you very much.
Okay, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There you are. That's John Walker, of course, who's a tourist. I better tell you where they're going to be playing, because otherwise it'd be very rude of me, and you won't know where to get tickets. They're doing Chatham on Sunday the 4th of March. It's the usual venue. You know where it is. And then they're moving on to Folkestone, 6th of March, Eastbourne, the 7th of March. I'll tell you where else a little bit later on, which will be the main idea. Okay. Let me see. We're going to play John's new single now. And it's taken from the album.